this first reading from Romans. It follows immediately from what we talked about yesterday. But now he puts his finger really on the widespread reality of homosexuality. When we refuse to acknowledge God, you see, in an atheist world or the Dutch, there's always, then people are mixed up about who they are. And so we're going to have just a tiny bit of the long description of that culture that Paul gives in this very place in Romans. But you see, it's obvious. It's been well established scientifically. Some people have a greater same-sex attraction than others. It's just a fact. But widespread homosexuality comes from the suppression of the truth. And so we're living in an era of, like, no ultimate truth. And people get all mixed up. And it's just a fact. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. It's not just the word of God. It's the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, Jew first, then Greek. And then in the gospel is revealed the righteousness, the justice of God. What is God's justice? His fidelity to his promises. That's his justice. As it is written, the righteous one lives by faith. We just had the other day, we had that same thing. But now, the wrath of God. I remember one of my professors, Father Leonea, great. He was one of the world's experts in Romans. And we had him for Romans, which was very great. He said, you don't understand. The wrath of God is his love. But it's so powerful that those who don't want it feel it like rejection. But it's not rejection. It's love. The wrath of God is really his love being poured out. But if you don't want it, you feel like rejection. And that's where it comes from, you see. Those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. There's a famous story, Arnold Lunn, who was a great Catholic apologist. But for a long period in his life, he was a communist. And one morning at the breakfast table, he caught a glimpse of his daughter's ear and said, that can't be chance. Those contours, that whole way, the miracle of the way sound gets into our ears, you know, that can't be an accident or evolving from mud. It just can't be. So he dropped all that, became a Catholic and a great apologist. See, the universe does speak like that. We're a couple of steps removed. You know what I mean? We don't plant our grain and reap it and then grind it and make bread. We go to the grocery store. So the direct message of nature is not as available to us, but the striking beauty. Watching a sunset, it reminds me of driving around a corner in a mountain up in Canada with Rick Thomas. I think I told you this story before. And there was this gorgeous sunset. And Rick just said, way to go, Jesus! Saw it, you see? Okay. suppress the truth. That's what's going on. It's going on right now in our country. Suppress the truth. You see? So they have no excuse, for although they knew God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Instead became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools. Just look what's going on in the Senate. I mean, we lose our grasp on the reality and beauty of God, and we are fools. And worse. Therefore, you see, that's missing now. God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshiped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Once that cut, then the people have no sense anymore who they are or what their bodies are for or what their sexuality is for. And so, you see, it comes from the suppression of truth. As I said, it's not, you know, we have wonderful people helping those who want help, because we live in a culture which suppresses the truth. So we can sing along with Mitch without even realizing it, without really living a life of prayer, of recollection, of thanksgiving, of forgiveness, of mortification, of prayer, of love. And we just sing along with Mitch. We can't do that. The result is what you see if you pick up the paper. I'm not advising that you pick up the paper, but if you pick up the paper. And then the gospel, another misguided, you know, everything under my control. I'm going to wash this cup and then God will be impressed. Why? Because you washed your cup. Where in the Ten Commandments does it say you have to wash your cup? Those are the rules by which we're meant to live and be human. We can do the same thing. These meticulous little whatever, you know. Then God will surely be impressed. He doesn't have to be impressed. He loves us.